The results of the 2015 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey scores, released earlier this week, show employee engagement hit a mediocre government-wide average of 64%. That's just 1% higher than last year. David Dye is a director with Deloitte's Federal Human Capital Services sector. He studies the Viewpoint Survey year after year and joins me now with his take on what the latest results mean. David, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Nice to be with you again.
All right, so the 1% increase seems to me to be a number that's within the statistical noise of the survey, or does it really say that things are going up?
Yeah, I think in your opening you said it went up a tiny bit. I think if we all say 1% a tiny bit, we would agree with that. But I think what's interesting is after 5 years of a steady decline, to have a number go up actually might be somewhat meaningful. I think we need a little bit more time to see what the data mean, and we're excited to work with OPM and the Partnership for Public Service, you know, and the rankings that are coming in December to dive a little bit deeper and see what closer look at what this increase means.
So looking at it from this preliminary standpoint, I mean, some agencies did go up an appreciable amount. I think maybe HUD is one of the ones that's been hovering near the bottom, and they have several percentage points up. So it shows that if leadership focuses on this kind of thing, things can change in a short time for an agency.
Yep, great point. So when OPM put the data out, and your listeners can get on the unlocktalent.gov website to do some of the same things we're all doing, there are 37 large agencies, 41 small agencies, you know, over 400,000 people took this, which represent the 2 million population of the workforce. So when you begin to unpack this, as you said, some agencies went up. So actually out of those 37 large agencies, 26 went up. Out of the 41 small, 23 went up. And you mentioned HUD. OMB went up appreciably at 5%. Federal Labor Relations Authority went up. Merit System Protection Board went up 12%. So there are some bright spots out there, and you're right. It does require leaders to pay attention, and I think in some cases leaders have in those places, and that's why we're seeing the numbers go up.
And looking at the raw numbers, does it look like the participation in the survey itself is staying up? Because it's always a pretty good sample base.
Good question. We're at about 50%, which for these kinds of surveys is probably about the norm. I don't know. I think participation rate is an okay metric. But there's a question on the survey that actually asks people, do you think anything will happen based on the results of their survey? I think that's a better indicator of what's going on in people's minds and setting expectations. So 50% is not bad. We can get better. But again, there's lots of stories that underlie this 1% and some of the numbers. And I think that's where the interesting facts are going to come out.
Yeah, so that particular number, do you think anything will happen as a result of this? It seems like maybe that is the number that managers really ought to look at first, because isn't that a reflection on how people think about management?
Yeah, and as we look at this, you know, when we get to work with a lot of agencies around town, and, you know, as you unpack this, in fact, as I think about unpacking this, while this is a positive sign, we reverse the trend, what's really going on, there's lots of ways to unpack this. And I think typically what we do from this point is agencies will look at their own data. So, you know, HHS as a department will look at it. CDC within HHS will look in it. The business units within CDC start to look at it. So we can do this sort of this vertical, you know, downward, what's going on, diving into the data. I think there's some other interesting ways to unpack this that we're looking at. In addition to vertically, let's look horizontally. You know, what's going on with all the law enforcement community agencies out there? Maybe get FBI talking to TSA. You know, what's similar? What's different? What are you doing? How can we learn from each other? So this notion of cohorts out there around similar work and mission is pretty interesting. But coming back to your point, I think my most favorite way of starting to unpack this data is taking it down to the level literally of what's going on in the hearts and minds of the individual employee. And that's where we think moving this needle is going to occur. It's going to occur around the connections and the conversations between employees and the people they work with.
And so how do you get at that through a survey?
I think you can do it through a survey. There's a lot of work right now in looking at how do we sort of tap into this more real time. Some agencies are getting on the pulse survey bandwagon, so rather than doing this once a year, let's do it more frequently. The private sector is doing some interesting things where, to take it literally to an extreme, I've heard Amazon actually asks employees one item a day. And then they add that up over the course of a year. So I think there's interesting ways of tapping into the dynamic nature of what's going on in the workplace. But to your point, surveys are one tool. I think conversations, connection points, you know, daily, weekly, that's where I think we need to drive toward.
We're speaking with David Dye. He is a director with Deloitte's Federal Human Capital Services Sector. I was going to say there's an old saying that teachers have with respect to testing students. They say you don't fatten a pig by weighing it. And so if you're going to keep doing, you know, maybe Amazon daily or weekly or monthly types of surveys, you also have to do something to make the needle move if you think that's what will happen. So it seems like there has to be an action component as well as a measuring component.
Absolutely. And we've had a chance to do some work around sort of this daily, weekly touch points. And I'll share maybe just one example with you with one of the large departments. Spending a week around with first-line supervisors, let's talk about ways in which you can engage and collaborate with your workforce. So here's one. If you've heard of the concept of a stay interview, let's get managers, supervisors talking to their employees about what would make their work and their work lives more fulfilling, more rewarding. How can I remove some barriers? So that builds trust. It builds connection. It gets people involved in how to solve problems. So if you begin to just do these very tactical things on a regular basis and make it a routine part of the work, to me, that's where the rubber is going to meet the road and how we're going to move the needle at a very grassroots level that then hopefully will percolate up and change that 1% even greater.
Yeah, and speaking of the grassroots, I think last year when she was director of OPM, Catherine Archuleta unveiled a data management program for this such that they could isolate results down to individual work groups even or small bureaus,
yeah,
which gets close to revealing who's filling out the survey, but they said they wouldn't go that far. But they could pinpoint results to individual managers or bureau leaders or this kind of thing.
Yeah,
do you see that happening, and can that be helpful?
Absolutely. Going more local, getting down to a level of granularity where you don't compromise, if you will, the anonymity or confidentiality. But, you know, I believe that if you've engaged one employee, you figured out how to engage one employee. you know, what's interesting, you think about the number not moving very much. The other side I'll put on that is that the nature of the landscape of the work and the workplace and the workforce is really changing much more dramatically. So, you know, as we do this year from year, I would argue that the change around the diversity of the workforce, the nature of the work that is being done and how it's being accomplished, what workers want and expect from careers and from their managers is changing quite a bit. So as this 1% moves up, I just think the demands of trying to manage that is getting tougher. And I think we need to tap into what are those things that are changing. And I think that's down to that level of that individual employee that I mentioned earlier.
And a lot of pundits like to say, well, it's because of Congress and because of the threat of sequestration and the fact that federal salaries have not risen very much over the years, these big macro factors. What's your sense of how important those in fact are toward how people feel engaged?
Yeah, that question comes up a lot. I think it matters, but, you know, put yourself in the shoes of a federal employee who, you know, fills this out. There are questions that get at what you just described. You know, am I satisfied with my pay? Am I satisfied with my job? Am I satisfied with the agency in which I work? I think those are probably a little more superficial. The questions that more pertain to, do I trust the leaders I'm working for and with? Do I have the resources to do my work? Do I get the support I need from my supervisor? So when I'm filling those questions out, I think I'm probably thinking less about the externalities of what's going on. I'm focusing on what's happening within the agency that I work. And to me, and I think this is where some of the agencies do, they manage the distraction. They get people focused on the work. They get people focused on the mission, how their job ties to supporting that mission. I think that's, in some cases, where those agencies are successfully removing the distraction of what's going on the outside.
Now, you'll be doing further analysis, as you said, with the Office of Personnel Management, with the data results, and also with the Partnership for Public Service. So can we have you back in a couple of months when you know more?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a year-round a gig for us. So we, you know, it's interesting. I think we need to unpack it, understand a little bit more. You know, I think we should. Bottom line, 1% gain, positive trend. It's reversed it, but we got to understand it more. And as you said earlier, you know, taking action is really what we need to do. And if we can get better mission delivery and support our citizens and get a better and stronger workforce, that's what it's all about.
All right. David Dye is director with Deloitte's Federal Human Capital Services Sector. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.